Discussion on the proposed plan for the Macomb Historical Society for the Old Macomb Cemetery. We have representatives from the Historical Society here, and I believe they would like to present some information to the council. Ms. Rezab, could you come up, and if you would, for the record, your name and address, please.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm between classes. My name is Gordana Rezab, and I live at 1345 Parkview Drive, Macomb. And I am also the president of the McDonough County Historical Society. I'm going to read because I feel more comfortable doing it.
Understood.
If you don't mind. you're surely aware of the efforts of the Society to preserve and protect the county cemeteries. Since Dr. Bellis, who recently was awarded the National DAR Historic Preservation Medal for his efforts to preserve county cemeteries, could not be here due to previous engagement, I'm here to represent the Society. He has been in charge of the cemetery project in general. After a recent meeting with the General Government Committee of the City Council, the Society has been asked to present its case to this body. So on behalf of the Historical Society, I urge you, elected members of the city government, to accept the ownership of property located just south of the old Macomb Cemetery, offered to you by the WIU Foundation, the present owner of the lot. The purpose of this transfer is to provide safe access to the cemetery and an atmosphere of transition to Macomb's oldest historical monuments. There are objective reasons why the lot in question should become city property. The widening of the Wigwam Hollow Road in the 1970s undercut the rise of the old cemetery grounds and at the time even exposed some burial sites. A very steep, partially obscured, and extremely dangerous drive ending on top of graves became the sole entrance into the cemetery. The Historical Society, in its ongoing effort to preserve and protect county cemeteries, is now concentrating on this old Macomb Cemetery. To this end, $14,000 have been raised so far to erect a permanent fence on the north and east side of the cemetery. A continuous fence on the east side necessitating closing the entrance I mentioned above. This was accomplished by a local contractor at no cost to the city nor the society. Wigwam Hollow Cemetery belongs to Macomb and is maintained by the city sexton and the city forester. In order to access the cemetery with necessary equipment, an agreement was reached with the university to allow equipment to approach the cemetery from the south or West Adams Street, traversing university property instead of negotiating the steep entrance off Wigwam Hollow Road. The lot adjoining the cemetery on the south has always been zoned R1. At one time in the 1980s, the owner of the lot, an elderly Macomb citizen, asked that the lot be rezoned R4, thus opening it to commercial development. He needed to sell it, and he couldn't find a buyer unless the lot was rezoned. This all happened prior to the West Jackson Street development, and talk around town had it that a restaurant, a small store, or even a gas station, all of which were lacking in this part of town, might be built on the property. In order to prevent any such unsuitable development, the lot was purchased by a private individual and donated to the University Foundation with a stipulation that it could be developed only for educational or religious purposes. In the interim period, the university has had several offers to sell the property, but it honored the wishes of the previous owner and negotiations were canceled. When the Historical Society approached the university to donate the lot to the city so there would be a safe entrance to the cemetery and a transitional space between busy city streets and the ancient burial ground, the foundation agreed. That has brought us to where we are now. Maintenance of any property can be expensive. Keeping that in mind, the Society has consulted with several landscape specialists: Tom Green, retired WIU professor of forestry; Margaret Ovett, landscape architect residing in the city; Tim Howe, city forester; and Gary Rhodes, city sexton. Before asking you to accept the ownership of the lot, Dr. Bellis and I were asked to inform you how the Historical Society plans to develop that ground. The proposed landscape for the lot aims for minimum maintenance. It would consist of Savannah oak environment consistent with the original survey of the area performed in the early 19th century. These basically forested areas would surround a reconstructed prairie located in the middle of the lot. Viewed from two streets, the lot will be screened by appropriate trees. When in place, this design calls for very little mowing, amounting to a fifth of the overall area of the lot, or possibly even less, and would be located mostly on the north side adjacent to the cemetery. In the latest meeting of the General Government Committee with Dr. Bellis and myself, questions were raised about costs to be borne by the city in case university's offer was accepted. A special concern to the General Government Committee was the cost of mowing the lot to conform to the city's requirement that all open areas in the city be mowed down to 6 inches high. I asked Mr. Rhodes the Sexton, who presently supervises the mowing of the Wigwam Hollow Cemetery, to give me an estimate of the cost of mowing this lot. He indicated that it would cost for the whole lot between $1,500 and $2,000, depending on weather. This project is a multiple-year project for the Historical Society, just like the County Cemetery project has been. As in the past, the Society is prepared to continue raising funds both for the restoration of the cemetery monuments and for the landscaping of the lot in question. We envision this as a continuous effort until our goals are accomplished. Plans for the lot call for the forested area to be in place by spring of 2015 and the development of the prairie area to be somewhat longer due to the nature of such growth, but still not subject to mowing. Until woodsy areas are in place, present and future areas that are now grass will need to be mowed. This area will decrease as permanent plantings consisting of trees, shrubs, and ground cover are in place. The Historical Society sees this as a major enhancement to what Macomb has to offer to its residents and guests. The present lot, devoid of any landscaping, is an underutilized resource. Its development would not only beautify the approach to the university and the city in general, but would add to the need for a public space in the northwest quadrant of the city. Above all, it would enhance the spiritual experience of the old Macomb Cemetery. The space would be strictly a contemplative space with no amenities except for a few benches. The Society will spare no efforts to see this happen, and it has the support of the Macomb Preservation Society and the County Genealogical Society. Thus far, we have had great response consisted of monetary donations and pledges. This testifies to the importance residents and friends place on this effort. In addition to monetary contributions, we have had pledges to help in kind and in sweat equity. And all this has been citizen-supported and of no cost to the city. Nobody can foresee the future. But if, God forbid, we fail to live up to our plans and promises, and the city of Macomb is stuck with a property it cannot or will not support for whatever reason, the university has agreed to take it back. In view of all the above, I, as a president of the McDonough County Historical Society, formally ask you to accept the offer of the University Foundation and take ownership of the lot. Thank you for considering my request.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Rezab. Thank you. Any questions for Mrs. Rezab? Alderman Hill.
You didn't address parking. Were there any plans for parking spaces there?
There are going to be only two or three parking spaces, just enough so that actually Mr. Rhodes can turn his equipment around and go back. So
thank you.
There is going to be. But see, the traffic there is fairly minimal. I would say maybe 10 per month, or 10 cars per month, if that many. So there is really no need for a extensive parking space, nor there is any need for any fancy road in there. But that's for you to decide.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any other aldermen have anything for Mrs. Rezab? Alderman Dorsett.
Thank you again for coming, Mrs. Rezab. I know that this has been a long and difficult procedure for you.
Yes, it has been.
And I will take some of the fault for that. I would like you to understand, we are not trying to be obstructionist. There are a number of good projects out there that people come to us with, and the one thing we have to remember is that no matter how small the cost is for each project, they build on each other, and that is what we have to keep in mind.
I understand your concerns. I mean, it's a concern of everybody in town. You know, you have expenses, and you would like to have minimized them. I understand that. And that's why we have planned it in such a way that the city would have very, very limited expenses with this lot.
Do you have some idea of the plan? Do you have that with you tonight, Margaret?
Yes, Mrs. Ovid is here, and she can show you the plan.
Very good. Margaret, are you in a position to do that for us this evening?
Well,
very good. I suspected you were. And if you could, just for the record, Margaret, your name and address, please.
Yes. My name is Margaret Ovid. I live at 107 West Kelly Street, Macomb. And Mrs. Rezab, Gordon, and Gil had asked me to draw up a concept, which is what this is. This is very conceptual, which is why there's no ink, but there is a little color. And it is a, let's see, where to stand, so you all can see it. The green part is lawn. All right. This is Adams Street here, Wigwam Hollow, to the east. Right up. Now, the rest, all of the white area. On the edge to the west, there's an old field of goat. That would be what we call prairie edge, shrubs and stuff in there. And some trees, some oaks, because the oaks would have been in here. It was called out in the 1816 survey as woods, but they didn't have a terminology at that time for savannah or a woods or a forest. So anything that was trees or woods. If there were no trees, it was prairie. If it was water, it was stream. Pretty basic. I don't know how much of this is really very visible to you, but just to know grass that Mrs. Rezab was talking about is mostly the green. It could be even less. I was thinking that if a mower was offloaded on Adams Street to go up to the cemetery, and this could be designed so as it went up to the cemetery, you could mow, you turn around, do the cemetery, and you come back.
Alderman Hill.
When you're talking about the grasses, yes. Now are those grasses that would have to have an annual burn, or would they? How would they be maintained?
No.
I guess I don't know the difference between savanna and prairie.
Well, savanna just has a slightly different species that are in there, but they have some shade. Prairie is pretty much all day sun.
Okay.
So the savannas had some trees in them, so they were shaded part of the day. And so some of the species that develop are very similar, the same as what's in the prairie, but there's definitely a lot more shade tolerant species that you wouldn't find in the prairie that you do
Mm-hmm. And Margaret, isn't the idea to put tree species in there to be burn tolerant, bur oaks or something like that?
Yes.
Very good. Any other aldermen with questions? Alderman Dorsett.
I do have one other question. It's for Mrs. Rezab, actually. You mentioned this time that the property was for educational or religious purposes.
Yes, that was suggested that the educational purpose would be for religious purposes.
But either educational or religious purposes fulfills the need. Okay, thank you.
Very good, thank you. Anyone else in the audience wish to address this issue? Mr. Green, if you could please, your name and address, Tom.
Tom Green, and I own a property at 127 Holden Drive. Picture the pioneers coming in here, and where did they want their dead to be buried? High ground. And so my guess is that they picked that particular high ground because it had black oaks on it. A black oak indicates well-drained soil, usually found on sandy soil. And so that would have been a logical place for the cemetery. The trees that are in there right now are huge. They're very old. They're starting to go. Tim Howe's been replanting oaks in there, so there's kind of a replacement going on in there, which I think is a good thing because that's going to restore the character of what that original Pioneer Cemetery looked like. The oldest photographs that I see, sometimes they're like around these buildings or sometimes in restaurants that you see old photographs of Macomb, and you look out and you can spot the cemetery easily because of those large old oaks in there. And so I'm a tree person. I'm attracted to not only the trees but the cemeteries because they tend to have big trees and original trees. And what Margaret was talking about there is savanna. The grasses don't grow so well in the shade, and if you let the trees grow, they get rid of the grass. If you've got any trees that have a lot of shade, you probably have trouble growing grass under it all the time. But there are certain species, like sedges, that will grow under that. So you put those in and restore your savanna. We've also talked about the educational aspect of it as maybe having spots. I've seen this when I worked up at the Morton Arboretum where you're walking on the trail and you have sites. There may be a number or something like that where you could even have a brochure as you walk around, and it identifies coneflowers and cardinal flowers and things that would have been in the prairie. Original plants that would have been in the prairie. So it could have really nice educational opportunity, not only for grade schools, but also for the university because of its proximity to the university. Maybe even involve some of the people who are working at the university to be involved in the whole project altogether. So conceptually, what I see there is a gemstone. It's an asset. It's a highly visible location. If what's going to be done with the restoration with the DAR program, where they have a nice, attractive fence that borders the cemetery, an entranceway, there will be parking on the west side where you drive in and go to the west side along the next property that's to the west there, so that there is property. A place for the stones, some of those stones in there need to be protected. Some of those stones, there was a famous stone carver who can be identified by the script on the stones. So there's many stones in there that are really kind of very historical. And some of them are misplaced and need to be put into a place where they're all together and protected rather than just stacked up around the trees. So I see tremendous potential for this site. here and see that with the proper landscaping, maintenance can be minimized, particularly the mowing, and ask for your support for the project.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions for Mr. Green? Marty, thank you. Anyone else wish to speak on the issue? Hi, Jane, if you would, your address and full name, please. Thank you.
I'm Jane Cheek, and I live at 1341 Parkview Drive, and I've lived there for over 50 years. And so when I first moved over there, to the present day, my walks are around the big block and past the old cemetery. And I've always wished that something could be done for that area. And I'm so excited to see that this may come to pass. And I'm just really urge you to seriously consider this being something that will just enhance Macomb, which I surely have grown to love. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Jane. Anyone else? If you would, sir, your name and address, please.
Of course.
Thank you.
My name is Jeff Hunter. I reside at 726 and a half West Jefferson Street. I'll keep this one short. I agree with Dr. Bellis. I don't know the difference between a prairie or a savanna either. And I don't know anything about trees like Mr. Green. And I haven't lived for 50 years. But I recognize the potential of this opportunity, and I urge you guys and gals to take advantage of it. It really seems like something that is right up our alley and would make Macomb even more beautiful than it already is. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Alderman Dorsett.
I have one last question for Mrs. Rezap. You had mentioned that there would be no amenities other than a few benches. Would the Historical Society be comfortable with having that codicil written into any agreement that is there between the city and the Historical Society? Thank you.
Hey, very good. We'll tend to have this on for action then on Monday. All right. Item number two,